Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kneyer, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today and happy March. March, I love March for a lot of reasons. March is the beginning of spring for me, we hope, right? But March is also National Nutrition Month. For those of you that may not know, my work included as a registered dietitian and a diabetes educator. And so both of my guests today, I have Mary Beth Nolan. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Hi.
And Mary Beth is a registered dietitian here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. And my second guest is Molly Repecki. And she is a Marywood nutrition intern. And Molly and I got to work together over the summer for her new community nutrition. So ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. So, you know, we're here to talk about National Nutrition Month, right? That's March. Near and dear to our hearts, right? But this is something that, again, we want to encourage people to talk about nutrition, to eat healthy all year round, okay? But March, you know, usually has a special theme. So Mary Beth, do you want to kind of tell our listeners what is National Nutrition Month all about, and is there a special theme this year?
Sure. So National Nutrition Month, it basically is a campaign to educate the community on nutrition. So this year's theme is Food Connects Us. So food is a connecting factor for many of us. It connects our cultures, our families, our friends. We share meals together, and that's an opportunity, you know, for us to prepare the food together. Who made it? Where do the ingredients come from? Is this like a traditional food? Is it something that's health related? Does it bring back memories? Is it seasonal? And, you know, access to all foods is really important, and it impacts our relationship with people as well.
Right. And this comes from a bigger organization, right? Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. So National Nutrition Month is put on by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. So basically, it's just a big group of either nutrition students along with dietitians who, you know, come up with this theme, and they do produce wonderful nutrition information.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we're going to get to that resource at the end. Mm-hmm. What are some ways we can connect with food?
Sure. So connecting with food can be done through preparing meals and snacks with family and friends, learning about those specific ingredients, you know, where they were grown and raised. Are they from a local farm? Did they come from, you know, California? Where and who raised these foods, planning a budget around food, and then also understanding the role of the different nutritional value, such as, you know, proteins and calcium and folate and all those different vitamins and minerals that are just so important.
Right. And I know you and Barb Pratt is off this week, but she's the manager of nutrition services at Wayne Memorial Hospital. All three of you did cooking demonstrations, right, for the Wayne County employees.
Yes. Yep. So we prepared a heart-healthy chili recipe, and we went through each of the ingredients and explained, you know, their different nutritional properties and why they're so important. So we did a turkey chili recipe for Heart Health Month, and the participants really enjoyed it.
Right. So did I. Molly gave me some samples, and that was my dinner for the night. So thank you.
Delicious. Yeah.
So what about some tips for connecting us with food?
Sure. So, you know, when purchasing food from the grocery store, we always say go with a list. That way you're not, you know, over shopping or coming home with ingredients that, you know, you're not going to use or you don't need, and then they go bad. Mm-hmm. Also, you could take a farm tour. You could go to a local farm, a dairy farm, or, you know, somebody who raises beef or different vegetables and say, you know, hey, how does your operation work? What do you feed your animals? Farmers love that. I know personally because I come from a big farming family, so we love to educate people on where their food comes from. Also, other ways that you can connect with food, you know, talk to a dietitian. Say, you know, how can I connect better with food emotionally? You know, how do I prepare food? School lunches also are a great way for kids to connect. So think about kids sitting together and they're celebrating, you know, lunchtime, and they're sitting around a table together.
Mm-hmm.
We're always connecting with food.
Right.
Parties, right, and things like that.
Right. And, you know, sometimes people do have limited access to foods, right? But are there programs that individuals can look into more?
Absolutely. So there is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is called SNAP. And then there is also the Women, Infants, and Children, which is WIC. So those, of course, they're financial-based, so there's applications to fill out. But food banks and food pantries are for everyone and anyone. So different churches have them, other organizations, schools. I know even Marywood has a food pantry specifically for students. So food insecurity, it's becoming more well-known. And it's definitely nothing to be ashamed of. Those resources are there for a reason.
Right, exactly, because I don't think it doesn't matter what age you are or where you fall into life. We all struggle with things, and food is one of the number one things people do struggle with.
Absolutely, you know? You can't go without it.
Right, exactly. Food is so important to us. So, Molly, it's kind of your turn now. How does, you know, food and culture play a role in connecting us with food?
Yeah, so as Mary Beth was saying, it's super important to start connecting with food just by knowing where it's coming from. But then that also continues as you're preparing food with friends and family. Just making those meals together is a great bonding experience and creates a lot of memories and traditions. And then those traditions are carried on from generation to generation with memories along the way. So the food being grown and then being prepared and then sharing the meals together and really taking in that experience, I think, connects us with food at all stages of the process.
What about, like, the history sometimes with food? Is that interesting?
It is, and I think it doesn't have to be
we're a little stuck here, but, like, the history of so much of the world overall, but maybe family history, right? Like, why did they prepare the food? How did they prepare the food, right?
Right, talking with your family and learning where did those traditions even start and why did they continue? And then, you know, you're continuing that on as well. And also, it can be as simple as if you find a recipe online and there's an ingredient you've never heard of or you're unfamiliar with, looking that up and just educating yourself on that culture, where it came from. And then also when new restaurants are opening up in the community from different heritages, you know, researching that and really taking that in and educating yourself, I think, is very important.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, it's always fun to try new flavors, right?
Yeah.
And when we say flavors, it's probably more seasonings and spices and all of that stuff. Because, you know, medical conditions play a role in what some people eat, right? So, you know, as dietitians, I know we've also often told people to lower their sodium intake or their salt intake, right? So there's opportunities now to try different seasonings and spices and all that stuff out there, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And that helps reduce that sodium intake, which is so important. What about, like, food and family? What about cooking with children? How important is that?
Oh, it's so important, including the children and on that process. And it also just helps introduce foods to their diet early on that they'll be more inclined to try as they're getting older and be less picky when you're including them in that process. So both the nutrition aspect of it, but also the emotional connection to the food and the family and the preparation process.
Right. And as dietitians, you know, if there's families out there struggling with their children and feeding and habits and stuff like that, that's one of the roles that you do and help those families maintain good eating habits, give them tips and strategies, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's so important. You know, food in our community, again, that's a really big thing. Food is everywhere we go, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, Mary Beth, can you elaborate a little bit more about that?
Sure. So, food in our community, think about school meals. They have school breakfast and school lunch, and, you know, we're planning a date with friends or, you know, a significant other, and where do we usually go? We go out to eat. We go to the movie theaters and there's snacks there. So there's food all around us, carnivals, fairs. You know, you don't walk down the street and not pass a restaurant. They're all over.
Right. And exactly. And again, it just brings us all together, and that where that theme comes into connecting food, you know, again, you know, looking around the areas where you live and maybe trying a different restaurant if you can, right? Yeah. Molly, you mentioned, you know, now, I mean, I love to cook and I talk about food all the time anyway. But like on Facebook or all those social medias, how many times does a new recipe pop up, yeah. right?
Yep.
And I always love trying those. I know. They're really, really fun to do. So if anyone's interested in getting more information on nutrition and wellness, can they call Nutrition Service Department?
Yes, absolutely. So our direct line is 570-253-8164. And like Carol said, there's two dietitians in our office. And also we have Molly temporarily here with us too. So any one of us can answer your questions.
Right. And you do official nutritional counseling, right, with these patients?
Yes. We also have outpatient. We can do it in person or over the phone, so we're very flexible.
Mm-hmm. So, Molly, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, actually. So even if making an appointment and talking to a dietitian isn't something that you're looking for at the moment, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics that we spoke about earlier, their website has great resources and education.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, taking that extra step when you look at a recipe to educate yourself on ingredients, cultures, things like that. Mm-hmm. Looking, the Academy is a great source mm-hmm. for that education.
Do you happen to know the web address to that? No, that's a good test for both of you.
I don't.
So it's eatright.org.
Oh.
Yeah, see, of course you guys know what the, maybe I didn't word it exactly
no,
right.
That's okay.
But yes. So, and you could always Google eatright.org or, you know, nutrition information. How important, though, in this day and age, when we talk about social media, how important is it to verify the information to make sure it's evidence-based?
Yeah, that's so important to speak to someone who is knowledgeable in this particular field. You know, not a nutritionist, not a influencer. Like, you really need to go to the source of, you know, what these people know. You don't want false information. So we all have to eat. So come to the professionals.
Which is a registered licensed dietitian in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yeah. So if you're reading anything online, a blog post or an article, always look at the author and look for RDN.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At the end of that,
yes.
right? And
yep.
and Molly, you're currently going to school for that, right? Mary
I
Beth and I, we already did our school and we
yes.
passed our test, so sorry.
Yeah, almost there.
You're almost there. But part of that internship requires a lot of education, right? A
yes.
lot of different areas that you focus on. There's
yep.
four major ones. Can you just briefly talk about those?
Yep. So I spent time with you, Carol, in community nutrition, educating the community, and then some time in food service, and then long-term care in a skilled nursing and rehab setting. And then now I'm doing my clinical nutrition, which is acute care with Barb and Mary Beth.
Mm-hmm. Right. And all of those different areas are so important to make that individual well-rounded and
yes.
well-versed in nutrition and to actually be the nutrition expert. And that's what we call registered dietitians, you know, registered licensed dietitian, nutritionist. We are the experts because we do have the schooling. We have the formal education. We have the experience moving forward. Correct?
Correct.
Right. And there's many, you know, you just talked about a couple, food service, long-term care. But there's also dietitians in schools,
mm-hmm.
in
yep.
colleges. A lot of supermarkets have dietitians
yep.
as well, right?
Yep. Military dietitians,
sports.
NASA dietitians,
sports
nutrition,
dietitians,
right.
yeah. Yeah.
pediatrics. There's so many different areas.
Right. It truly is endless where, you know, that nutrition expert is truly needed for our world, our community. So ladies, I can't believe we are just about out of time. What is that phone number again of Nutrition Services?
Sure, it's 570-253-8164.
So Mary Beth and Molly, thank you so much for being on the show today. I truly appreciate your knowledge and your information.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Carol.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Community Relations Manager Carol Kanier. I want to thank you for listening. Have a great day and try that new recipe.